First, welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
I really appreciate you guys coming up. Now, we had, Jason, you and I had met, I think it was in Tulsa.
Yes, sir.
And tell us a little bit about your company. I mean, it's been around a day or two.
Yeah, just a few years, about 35 to be exact. Before I was born, in fact, the old man started it. So, date him a little bit. You know, what we do is fairly simple, but it's fairly complicated as well. We run fluid calipers. We give oil companies the volume of cement they need to cement in the casing, and we're extremely accurate, a lot cheaper than other methods, don't require any tools down hole. I'll let him get into all the specifics and the science behind it, but that's pretty simple way of explaining it.
And that's a pretty important aspect of this, especially with the environmental concerns
exactly
that are being more and more to the forefront. And I'll go to you, Chuck. Tell us a little more about what it is you do and how you do it.
Okay, well, exactly what we do is we pump a marker around and figure out mathematically what the volume of cement you need.
Based on the casing size? And
based on the whole trick to this thing is the correction factor that we have on different hole sizes, pump volumes, viscosity, hole load. There's six different factors that we cross-correlate and give you accurate information on what you need. It's because the marker's always going to channel on you. So the marker you get back has been at the apex of the flow curve the whole way. So you got to correct for the area outside the flow curve. And that's where the complicated math comes in. And that's basically what we do. It's a simple procedure. We use whole oats as a marker. Anybody can pump a marker around, but if you don't have the correction factors, then you're going to be way off.
Are you a mathematical genius? Is this something you came up with? Or
no, actually, I worked for a company by the name of Drill Prodco years and years ago. This was back in the 70s. And they had a crude deal. They called it a volume meter. But they didn't apply any science to it. They knew there was something going on, but they just did a fudge factor, you know? But they fudged it.
Right.
So
An educated
guess. So I applied a little science to it and figured out, isolated the different factors and came up with the correction factor charts that we have now. And we're still extrapolating on as pumps get bigger,
right,
as things change, hole sizes vary. The horizontals, it all is an ongoing learning process, and that's what we do.
The cost factor nowadays, I mean, everybody's looking at the bottom line, and boy, I mean, now with modern technology the way it is and the data being able to be sent immediately, the cost factor of making mistakes within the cementing has got to be a pretty big thing as well.
Oh, yeah. If you don't run the fluid caliper, what they do is they guess. And they try to guess with the wells that they have, you know, have done. They just say, okay, that we'll just add 100% excess over true hole and pump it. But they might circulate a bunch of cement, and that's wasted money. And if they don't circulate cement, they have to want, in most cases, not, I don't know about Oklahoma, but in Texas, they're required to circulate it, so they have to one-inch it, and that's very expensive.
Oh. So, but now you guys are doing a lot of your work in the Permian Basin,
yes,
right now. Pretty busy down that way.
We're very busy.
Yeah, very busy.
Very busy.
But you guys are looking to expand up into this part of the world.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Also in South Texas as well. We started doing a few down there. We have run a few in Oklahoma and Louisiana as well. Now that the rig count can really support us expanding, that's what we're looking to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a lot of people thinking it was kind of slowing down. You guys seeing much of that?
We're not.
You know, the Permian Basin actually has picked up some of the rigs that other areas have lost. So it is picking up a little bit. But what we found is that while the rig count, you know, may go up or down, they're getting so efficient. So the rig count really doesn't mean as much as it used to. You know, they used to, you know, one well could take them months and months and months and months. Now, a lot of times, they're drilling them out in 2, 3, 4 weeks, mm-hmm, moving on to the next one. So just because the rig count is where it is, that really what you need to look at is how many actual holes they're drilling.
Yeah, and they're punching holes.
Sure.
And like we talked about earlier, one well might punch 5 or 6 holes on one pad.
Exactly.
Or one rig would, you know, might do that. So it's pretty cut and dry what it is you guys do. But then again, like your dad said, you guys are still learning every day.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
But you have these years and years of experience to draw upon. How do people find out more about what it is you do and about your company specifically?
Well, the simple thing is to go to our website, which is www.ellisonfluidcalipers.com, and that's E-L-L-I-S-O-N, fluid, F-L-U-I-D, calipers, C-A-L-I-P-E-R-S.com. They can always give us a call at any time. We have a 24-hour line, 1-800-254-1844. Or they can always call my cell if they have anything to talk about. And my number is 469-767-0407. You can call me 24 hours a day. No big deal.
That's the patch, right. Isn't it?
Yeah.
That's what we do. That's awesome.
We're talking to Chuck and Jason Ellison of Ellison Fluid Calipers, based out of Odessa, Texas, but they're looking to move up into the Oklahoma area. And as we told them off air this morning, I think we may have even mentioned it on the air, this is our first foray into fluid calipers on the 2.5 years we've done this show. What we found in the 2.5 years we've done this show, we get a lot of listeners who've been in the energy industry as long as you guys have, 3 or 4 or 5 decades, and they know a whole bunch. Some people been in it for 10 years, know some. We have a lot of listeners who've never been in the energy industry and know nothing. So what I want to do before we go to break, let's back up just a little bit, slow down and take a big picture look at this. You mentioned it at the top of the interview, but for the man or the woman listening right now, Chuck, who have never worked in the energy industry, what would you tell that person a fluid caliper is?
Well, I can explain it like this. Say you've got a river and you got two bridges and you want to figure out the volume of that river between two bridges.
Mm-hmm.
And you got 100 rubber duckies and you throw them off of one bridge and they go to the other bridge. If you'll notice, they'll travel faster in the middle of the river than they do at the sides. So you with that first mark, that first ducky that reaches the other bridge is the one you want to calculate off of because it's been in the main flow.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one. Now that area outside the rubber duckies, the curve of rubber duckies you have, that area outside that hasn't been calculated yet. So you got to calculate that. And that's where the mathematics comes into play. And it's pretty complicated, so I'm not going to go into it. But that's basically what we do is we get that first marker back, and then we calculate that area outside the flow curve over the total annulus. That's basically what we do.
I mean, and what's an annulus?
The annulus is outside, is the area between the pipe and the hole. That's the annulus, between the drill pipe that's in the hole and the actual side of the hole. That's called the annulus.
And again, for the person listening who has no background in the energy industry, what is the benefit of this process you're describing? How does it help?
We can tell them exactly how much cement they need. They won't waste a bunch of cement. That's very expensive, and they won't have to 1 inch, and that gets real expensive. So it's a win-win situation if you run one. There's some of our companies are running them on surface, intermediate, long string, no matter what. They figured it out. What most engineers do when they figure out what if they need something or not, they go to the last 10 wells in that area. Mm-hmm. They'll go, okay, everything ran smooth. We just need this much. We don't probably need that fluid caliper, but that's not the way to do it. The way to do it is find out what well has been the well from Hades that caused the most problem.
Right.
How much did that well cost you? It cost you a lot of money because you didn't circulate. If I'm talking about the well that caused because you didn't circulate cement, that's the one you need to go and figure out. Well, they figured out that several of our customers have figured out that it's a whole lot better to go ahead and run the fluid caliper on every well the whole year rather than just try to scrimp and save and then have that mother of wells that you didn't like.
So go to the worst first, find out what needs to be done with that, and that's going to take care of everything.
That's the way you do it.
Yeah, the bottom line is that we save them more money than they pay us. So, you know, it's that simple, you know, and like he said, we might run 10, 20, 30, 100, and if they wouldn't have used us, they might have gotten it close enough and been okay. But that one well where they, you know, it cost them a month of rig time or, you know, whatever, it's going to cost them millions of dollars. That pays for a lot of fluid calipers. Our services are relatively inexpensive for most of services in the oil patch.
How do you charge? Is it by the hour, by the job, by the day?
We charge by mileage first, round trip mileage from where we're coming out of. We charge a depth charge to the depth that we run the caliper. And then there's a base charge for our services. And then if there is any standby time, then there's standby time.
We're talking this morning to Jason Ellison, Chuck Ellison, Ellison Fluid Calipers, Odessa, and Dallas. They do a lot of work in West Texas, starting to do a lot of work in South Texas. They want to do more work in the Oklahoma area. What's that contact? Before we take a break, what's your contact information again? The website is, I had it earlier. It's
www.ellisonfluidcalipers.com. And they can contact us through that via email. They could also call us 1-800-254-1844. And they can email me directly as well at jason@ellisonfluidcalipers.com. Also, if there's anybody in and around the Oklahoma City area that is looking for a job, you know, if this if we're able to get enough business, we'll be able to hire someone, at least one person, within the next month or so. So they can contact me through that website.
What are you thinking that person's travel area will be?
About 200 to 250 mile radius.
So all directions up to the borders of all surrounding states.
Correct.
Pretty much. Okay, correct. So we're talking about the state of Oklahoma here.
Yeah, the entire state of Oklahoma, panhandle of Texas, maybe a little bit of southern Kansas. You know, and since we do so much work in the Permian Basin, we all support each other. So, you know, if we get a little too much work in one area, you might have to travel a little bit and cover it. But we all kind of work together to make sure everything gets done.
Guys, we're going to have to take a break, but I want you to stick around because I want to talk more about your expanding. You know, and what that would take and how long it takes you to do a job.
Sure.
21 minutes away from the top of the hour, Sean Wilson, Nathan Brewer. We're talking to the Ellison boys of Ellison Fluid Calipers. We're also talking about Prairie Fire Coffee. This show is powered by Prairie Fire Coffee. And by the way, that's a coffee service. And by the way, they're looking for a route sales driver for the Western Oklahoma route. Great pay, benefits, and from what I understand, all the coffee you can drink. That's at prairiefirecoffee.com, prairiefirecoffee.com, or send your resume to llewis@prairiefirecoffee.com.
Supplying us with energy.
Agricultural, commercial, and oil field, that's who Hutchinson Oil supplies fuel to. Bulk fuel to farmers and ranchers for 45 years. They're fueling frack jobs these days, and they're providing compressed natural gas for the public at many of their Hutch's C stores. That's Hutchinson Oil. Call 225-0301. 20 away. We'll be right back with more. It's Tuesday, and it's the RPC Exploring Energy Show featuring Bronco Oilfield Services on the RPC Exploring Energy Network.
Do the math, Western Oklahoma. Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 37 years. A new one is sold every 42 seconds. Barbara Dyson Ford has offered the largest truck inventory in Western Oklahoma for over 20 years. Ford now has 0% interest for up to 72 months on many models and factory rebates up to $87.50. It all adds up to Barbara Dyson Ford in Elk City. Why go anywhere else?
Experience the difference. Barbara Dyson Ford's where you save.
Huh. 17 minutes away from the top, 96.5 KECO in Elk City, AM 1240 The Brew in Okmulgee, and 102.3 KWDQ in Woodward. It's the RPC Exploring Energy Show featuring Bronco Oilfield Services on the RPC Exploring Energy Network. Sean Wilson, Nathan Brewer. Just a minute, we'll get back to talking to Chuck Ellison and Jason Ellison of Ellison Fluid Calipers. A week from today, the Moralio family is liquidating its enormous equipment center. First, People First Realty and Auction, Andy and Michelle Schreck are doing the selling at People First Realty and Auction. It's 1 week from today, 10 a.m., on the curve south of Barbara Dyson Ford in Elk City. They're liquidating this enormous equipment center. Sean and I toured it last week. Oh, all man. That electrical, you got wiring, you got breaker boxes, you've got fuel tanks with fuel inside.
Nuts, bolts, I mean, just
motorcycles, all kinds. Yeah. Pipe wrenches. It's for everybody. It's for the people in the oil field, but also if you're in construction, if you're an electrician, if you're just a weekend warrior. You're going to get some really good deals. 1 week from today, 10 a.m., People First Realty and Auction, selling the Moralio family's equipment center and some real estate. It's on the curve south of Barbara Dyson Ford. Sale is as is, where is, and any announcements made next Tuesday morning will supersede any previous announcements. For more information, log on to okrealtyandauction.com.
Okay, I'm going to turn it back over to you guys. You had some stuff that you guys wanted to talk about. Well, first of all, how long does it take to do an average job?
It depends. On a surface hole that's only 600 foot deep, the actual circulation time can be sometimes about 4, 5, 6 minutes.
Oh my goodness!
It's
gracious.
Very quickly. So, and then we can also run them to any depth really. We've doing a lot of these very deep horizontals. 18,000-20,000 feet. Sometimes it might take an hour and a half or even longer to come back.
Now, do you guys use Quaker oats?
we use whole oats. Yeah. It's just a regular oat that you would
feed
your horse. And the reason we use those is because they, no matter what viscosity the fluid is, it bonds with that fluid and becomes the same viscosity. It absorbs that fluid, if you will. And the reason that's so important is during our fluid caliper, while it's circulating around, if they've got to make a connection or stop drilling for some, turn the pumps off or something, that oat won't rise and it won't sink while the pumps are off.
It'll stay right there.
So, some people try to use, a mud logger's carbide or something like that. Carbide turns into a gas once it hits the bottom of the hole. So if they stop, that gas keeps rising and you're not going to be anywhere close to accurate. Some people try to do it themselves using like a nut plug or something, and it's just not as accurate. He's used tons of things over the years, and that's what he's figured out that is the absolute most accurate in all situations.
that's cool. Okay, you have some other things that you want to talk about on the horizontal as well?
Yes, absolutely. The horizontal, part of everything is relatively new, to the oil patch. I mean, it's been around for a while, but compared to how long they've been drilling holes, it is very new. So I wanted everybody to understand that it does work on the horizontal part of the wellbore after the curve. It makes no difference. Since we're dropping a marker into the drilling fluid, it becomes part of the fluid, and it goes down and comes back up just like anything else would. There's no tool. So we can give you very accurate volumes on those horizontal parts, which is very important, especially with the fracking and all that. Make sure you have a good cement job so you don't have any problems.
So you just pour the oat right in the hole?
I mean, right down the drill pipe.
And yes, we do it the last 100 feet they're drilling, so there's no downtime. And we circulate. If there's a little bit of hole left, we extrapolate it on out. It's real simple, and it works. And it average job is about $1,800. It's real simple.
These kind of look like a soap stick kind of a thing.
Basically. Mm-hmm. They look, and each one's individual. We got three different colors. Actually, we have four. I've just got three there. And the reason we do that is because sometimes they'll run a multi-stage cementing job, and they'll drop a DV tool. So we can actually run the fluid caliper at TD and then run another one. They'll trip up to where that DV tool is going to be. We'll run a second one. That way we can give them an accurate volume above and below the DV tool.
So they maintain their color.
Yes, no, correct. Yeah, absolutely. We use some very durable oil-filled paint that doesn't come off while it goes.
That old Tamimic stuff. Yeah, I hear you, man.
And sometimes, too, if you're right in the middle of a fluid caliper and it takes the well takes a drink on you, and you might have to start over. Things happen, so that's why we have multiple colors so that we can start over. If you've already dumped a bunch of red down the hole and we have to start over, you can't start back with red or you won't know what's coming up.
Yeah,
so.
Very well put. These are cool. Like I said, it looks like an oat stuck into a soap stick. Yeah. You get free coolers with those. Okay, you were talking about your mathematician a while ago. We want to give him a shout out.
A guy by the name of Tom Elrod there in Odessa, he's taking care of everything right now while we're gone. He generally takes care of everything mathematically anyway.
Right.
They're trying to phase me out and let these younger generation take over. But
We're not putting him out to pasture yet.
I'm not leaving yet. But Tom is he handles everything 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Asks for a very little time off. He's a very good mathematician, and he is an Aggie, and I'm an Aggie, and he's a good guy.
I'm not an Aggie.
Is there a lot of competition out there?
I've got a couple of competitors, but I trained both of them. So So it's one of the we won't plug them.
But there's a lot of work to go around, though.
There's plenty of work. We pretty much stay out of each other's way for the most part. I mean, we go back and forth with some customers that they might give them a lower price, and then they get may not like the service or something, and they go back and forth. But we try not to talk about them, and we just do our own thing and make sure that
you get into bidding wars every now and again.
We don't. No, not really. We stand behind our work, and we don't feel that we really need to discount our price. Right. Our prices are very fair. We have the experience. He's been doing this for over 35 years, and We're proud of what we do and proud of the prices. We think they're very fair.
Let's give those contact numbers again and that contact information if somebody wants to find out more. I know that I've got a link on our Facebook page now.
Beautiful.
That goes right to EllisonFluidCalipers.com. Two L's, EllisonFluidCalipers.com. Go ahead and give us those phone numbers.
Okay. The 24-hour line, get someone 24 hours a day, is 1-800-254-1844. Again, that's 1-800-254-1844. And if you just want to call and talk to somebody, you can always get someone at that line, but you can also call me on my cell at any time. My cell number is 469-767-0407.
That's awesome, guys. Great job.
We appreciate it.
You bet.
Enjoyed it.
Chuck, an MS in geology and geophysics?
Yes.
Why does anybody want to study geology and geophysics?
Well, for some reason, I started out in petroleum engineering and took a geology class, and I thought, man, that's what I want to do. And then when I took a geophysics class in geology, I thought, that's really what I want to do. And so basically, this is a form of geophysics. It is. Fluid mechanics is probably one of the more complicated sections of geophysics, but it was fun with me, so it's one of those things.
It takes all kinds.
If I wouldn't have gone to school right at the worst part of the time, I probably would end up being a petroleum engineer. That's what he wanted me to do. But I went to started college in 1999, and that was about the worst rig count that we had.
Oh man!
Years.
Yeah.
So I went a different route. I went the accounting and business route. So now that times are good again, I'm circling back and trying to bring those expertise and helping us grow.
Keeping track of all the numbers.
That's right.
You guys are also going to be at the Texas Classic Productions.
Exactly. In Oklahoma City, we'll be there. I believe it's the 1st and 2nd, mm-hmm. Wednesday, Thursday of next week. We're going to be in booth 1232, so please come see us. Myself and my dad, Chuck, will be there. My wife will even be there, Lindsay, helping us out. And then her sister, my sister-in-law, they've been helping us out with the trade shows. My sister-in-law does, she works in marketing and does trade shows. She's helped us out on that front. And my wife is trying to help us out any way she can as well.
That's a whole lot of family together. Everybody get along okay?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
I'm about to post a picture of these colored oats on our Facebook page. So anybody
please
out
do,
there curious to see what they that look like, they're about to see them here.
You know, one other thing that we haven't mentioned that I'd like to hit real quick if we have a second.
Sure.
You know, a lot of people will, you know, the way they used to do this is count strokes. We actually hook up a volume meter to the discharge end of the mud pump on where the vibrating hose connects to the mud pump. And we have an electronic totalizer that calculates the volume running through there. So we do have that piece of equipment that hooks in right there that gives us a very accurate reading so that we don't have to assume that the pumps are accurate. We can also tell you when your pumps are off, and we do that a lot. You know, we find out that their pumps aren't running efficiently, and we'll go tell the company man, and you know, there might be a liner that's split or you know, something other
saves
wrong with. Yeah, that saves them money and time too. So you know, that's another way we can help them out.
Awesome.
All right, we got to try to give away a prize pack. 580-225-9697. 580-225-9697. We'll see how closely you were listening this morning. I've got one question based on our guests. It's simple if you were listening. If you know the answer, it's easy. What is the website of the company of the gentleman we've been talking to this morning? The Ellison Boys. What is their website? 580-225-9697.
My question is, what kind of gum do they use in the fractionation process?
And ice cream and pasta.
Yeah, exactly.
580-225-9697.
Not everybody at once.
Hold on. Let me push that button. Travis Watkins is an IRS weapon. Travis Watkins does tax law. Travis Watkins has been working with the IRS on behalf of clients for at least a decade. 100% of his practice is tax law. And if you get into tax trouble, you need him on your side. He is an IRS weapon. Travis Watkins. Log on to taxhelpok.com. That's taxhelpok.com. And the 18th Annual Oklahoma Oil and Gas Expo, the longest-running oil and natural gas expo in the state, is coming up October the 2nd. It's a week from Thursday. It's at the State Fairgrounds in Oklahoma City. 3,600 industry professionals from around the nation. It's at the State Fair Park at the Cox Pavilion, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Thursday, October 2. It's free to get in if you pre-register. Online, okoilexpo.com. You even get a free lunch that day from Oklahoma's Head Country Barbecue. Let's go to the phones. Good morning. Thanks for holding. You're on the RPC Exploring Energy Show. What is your name and where are you calling from?
My name's Justin, and I'm calling from Clinton.
Justin from Clinton. All right. What are your guesses? What are your guesses for us this morning?
Sean's question is a GAR gun, and it's at willisindustry.com.
Oh, Justin, one for two. 580-225-9697.
Code 0. I know her.
Okay. 580-225-9697. 580-225-9697. Good morning, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from?
That's Tom Lazenby, and I'm on the road here just south of Cheyenne.
All right, Tom Lazenby on the road south of Cheyenne. What are your guesses?
Well, I use some GAR gum for the fluids and the Ellison, www.ellisoncaliper.com.
Oh, that was
close, but not
so
quite
close.
We got to take a quick break. We'll be back with more of your guesses right after this on the RPC Exploring Energy Show featuring Bronco Oilfield Services on the RPC Exploring Energy Network.
Bronco Oilfield Services has succeeded in the drilling, workover, and production completion aspects of the energy industry for over 30 years. They have performed these duties so well for so long for a few basic reasons. Bronco uses equipment that's on the cutting edge of technology. That equipment is operated by some of the most knowledgeable and most experienced personnel in the industry. The people at Bronco perform each job with efficiency and safety. Bronco Oilfield Services provides the highest quality flowback, well testing, surface control, and pumping equipment services you can find. To learn more, log on to BroncoServices.com.
Cowboy